KQED.
The fight over gay rights is front and center today. In many ways, it carries forward struggles that began in the 1960s. Back then, many young Mexican Americans called themselves Chicanos, raising their voices against racism. In time, they claimed a place at American universities, but that was half a century ago. Mexican American students today don't define themselves in the same way, and Chicano studies departments are in trouble. Adrian Florido has more from San Diego.
In 1969, a group of Mexican-American academics gathered at UC Santa Barbara. They drafted a plan to begin establishing university Chicano studies departments. This was a time when Mexican-Americans were marching for political recognition across the West, like at this Vietnam War protest in Los Angeles.
We are a bronze people with a bronze culture.
They called themselves Chicanos. Today, the term commonly describes a Mexican in the U.S., but it also evokes that political movement. During civil rights, calling yourself Chicano identified you as part of the proud, sometimes even militant, struggle against second-class status.
The push for Chicano studies came from students who were involved in the Chicano movement.
Isidro Ortiz is a professor at San Diego State University's Chicano Studies Department, one of many established at California universities in the early 70s. His department flourished well into the 90s, even into the last decade. But today, things are looking different.
It's a small crisis in terms of the department's history.
Last semester, the department fell short of its enrollment target for the first time in Ortiz's memory. It's also falling short this semester, even though more than a quarter of the university's students are Latino. So Ortiz and other administrators have been trying to figure out what's going on. Why a record number of young Latinos on campus, mostly Mexican-American, hasn't translated into more students taking Chicano studies. Here's one theory.
Students, in many cases, don't identify as Chicanos, as did the generation who created this department, but rather identify as Mexicanos.
Many of the young Mexican-Americans on university campuses today are the children of the large wave of immigrants who came in the 80s and 90s, well after the Chicano movement's heyday.
I don't know. When I think of a Chicano, I picture like somebody who, you know, grew up in the streets of East L.A.
Like people say Latina, Chicana. I really don't know really even sort of the distinctions between them. So I don't know.
No, because what I think Chicano is, I think it's like people from Michoacán. And my parents are from Jalisco, so.
San Diego State students Ernesto Limon, Sandy Chavez, and Ellen Guardado, three among thousands of children of Mexican immigrants on campus.
Maybe that term is not what's appropriate for unifying a mobilization of young people in 2013.
Jorge Mariscal is a professor at UC San Diego, where he says student interest in Chicano studies is also low. The decline's not true everywhere, though. At San Diego's Mesa College, a two-year college, Chicano studies enrollment actually grew 40% between 2007 and 2011. Professor Alessandra Moctezuma says her students find a lot of relevance in Chicano courses.
So whether you identify strictly with the term or not, maybe it's not as important as understanding the import of that history and how it applies to our activism today, for example.
She does say one reason for the high enrollment may be that her students are fulfilling general education requirements before transferring to four-year campuses, where many do choose majors that prepare them for the job market, like business or biology. And that's the recruitment challenge for Chicano studies departments like San Diego State's, where Latino students are a large and growing contingent, but increasingly view themselves as part of the mainstream.
We should be in a position to be able to capitalize on those numbers.
Professor Isidro Ortiz.
And I think we will be able to, provided we can resolve this puzzle.
Ortiz says that to solve that puzzle, the department may retool its curriculum to make courses more inclusive of other Latino nationalities, or it may do what other Chicano studies departments have done and change its name. For the California Report, I'm Adrian Florido in San Diego.